wanted to get a response from the British government, but despite repeated requests to three different ministries, the only interview we were offered was with the current British Consul General in Basra.
What we need to be doing is to, wherever we can, to help empower the Basrawis themselves to get out of the situation which so many of them perceive themselves to be in.
I think a lot of them are getting out, though, aren't they? They're leaving. They're becoming refugees rather than stay in the city.
A lot are, but a lot are staying. And I don't think we think the population overall has plummeted or there's been mass flight. But yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of people have looked around and thought, maybe I can have a better life and my family can have a better life elsewhere. Again, that wasn't possible at all under the previous regime. That freedom to move did not exist.
The freedom to flee.
That freedom to move did not exist.
The freedom to flee.
What we need to be doing is to help empower the Basrawis themselves. Been mass flight.
The Conservative leader David Cameron has closed his party conference by challenging the Prime Minister to call a general election and let the people pass judgment on Labour's record. The Tory leader delighted the conference floor by launching a frontal assault on Gordon Brown, accusing him of being cynical and treating voters like fools. He outlined a series of policy pledges on families, public services and the police, and he announced a plan for charities and private companies to help run the benefit system. Mr. Cameron delivered his speech without notes and included personal references describing his background as privileged in warmth, not wealth. Our political correspondent Norman Smith reports from Blackpool on the centrepiece of the Tory conference.
For David Cameron, the pressure and the stakes were enormous. The question hanging over him, could he revive his waning challenge to Gordon Brown?
People want to know, are you really up for it? Have you got what it takes? Are you tough enough and strong enough to make those decisions? And I answer unreservedly, yes.
Without a written text or auto cue, Mr. Cameron strode the stage seeking to persuade, to argue the detail of his policies. It was in many ways an unusual speech for a party leader, more conversational than inspirational.
What we need to be doing is to help empower the Basrawis themselves. That freedom to move in mass flight. That freedom to move in mass flight. In mass flight.
The freedom to flee.
That freedom to move.
The freedom to flee.
That freedom to move. 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 Freedom to move.
People want to know, are you tough enough and strong enough? Are you really up for it? And I answer, yes.
Wasn't possible at all under the previous regime. That freedom to move did not exist.
Are you tough enough and strong enough? Are you really up for it?
Demonstration is human. It's human to say when somebody takes something that doesn't work, that is it's hurting you to say, can you please stop that? It is not working. You're hurting. And I think that would be the... And it is human beings who can change and make those changes. And it's to that element that we should align ourselves.
Are you tough enough and strong enough? Are you really up for it?